Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl Ryder was just with us. Daryl said everybody hates everybody. Councilman,
are you not surprised? I'm not
councilman
surprised.
Councilman hate team ownership. Team ownership. He didn't. He left those guys out of the hate department. They were just the objects of the hate.
We're in the middle of it. We're just watching tennis match. That's all that's going on now.
Can I? I keep thinking this. You knew when the lease was up.
Everybody knows when the lease is up.
You knew that the stadium was probably not up to typical NFL standards. That said, I've always said this. If you just want a place to go watch a football game, that's a fine place. You go in, you buy something to eat or drink, and you sit down and you watch the football game. If that's all you want, that place works. However, in the NFL today, that's not what ownership wants.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want an NFL team in town?
Yes.
If you do, and you want it in Cleveland, then you need to pony up. And the ownership is willing to pony up.
Okay.
And that's kind of the way this works in this day and age. Yes, there are some privately funded stadiums. Not most. I don't think we're going to have one here. Daryl said that, and he clarified for me at the end, he said, keep an eye on everything in Columbus because state money is key to this. And he said, confirmed, the Haslams have stated, we will move forward without county money. But they need that state money. And I keep going back to this. Whatever you think of the ownership group of the Browns, they have said that they will contribute $2.4 billion to construction in our region. Andy, who's doing that? Who's doing that?
What's Dan Gilbert put in a little bit? I mean, I'm sure Dan Williams has some money that's going in
lately.
The
clinic has.
The clinic, you know, all the major players, all the major employers in town. I don't know that they're doing that much, but this is all new. And I'm not going to lie, Jeff. I mean, when we first started talking about this dome 13 years ago, we were just, you know, it was more about the experiences of seeing what other cities have when they have a dome and how opportunistic that they are by using their dome with other things than football. And that really, that's how when we first set out and started talking about this. And, you know, we constantly said
Lucas Oil Stadium.
We constantly talked about a retractable dome.
Yep.
You know, and I still to this day, like if you ask me what's the perfect answer is a retractable dome in downtown Cleveland. I have no problem saying that. That's what I always wanted. I think most fans would be like, yeah, that's cool. We'd be good with it. I don't know where you would get opposition other than the obvious one that says, okay, that's great. Love it. Who's paying for it? Get that. Totally understand that. I'm kind of tired. Like the thing with the mayor this week has really been weird. I mean, at one point.
It's not a good look, is it?
He's a politician. What's the difference? I mean, every politician's, you know, spits out of both sides of their mouth. It's nothing unique to the mayor of Cleveland. It is what every politician is and what they need to say now. It's just like any coach that walks up on the podium and says something. It's true in the moment, and then 30 seconds after they walk in the moment. The only difference is that at the end of the day, and we hope this is the way it plays out, the Browns will be here, whether they're in Cleveland or in Cuyahoga County or a surrounding county. They should be here, hopefully, fingers crossed, as long as the league's still around for the rest of our lives, right? That's what we hope. Politicians come and go. I mean, there's an expiration date on all of them. Eventually, they're either going to quit, retire, or get thrown out of office, or get unelected. Is that right? Unelected or booted through election. So there's an end date on all of those. And most politicians have bigger goals. And, you know, you don't want to be labeled as something. Like, Mayor Bibb's in a weird spot, man. Does he want to be the mayor that lost the Browns? Well, how far did he lose
does
the Browns?
Does he want to be a senator?
Yeah.
Or does he want to be president?
I mean, who knows? I'm sure he has higher aspirations than being the mayor of Cleveland. At least I would. That's what I would want if I had to vote on a mayor for a different city.
Well, if you want to be a career politician, yeah. You might. You know, this is a good step on that path. But it's a weird deal.
The hard part for me is I don't understand why the county is involved in any of this. Like the county again,
well, money because the county is being asked to pony up money.
Yeah, to keep a dome stadium in the county, like. The county is the biggest head scratcher part of this whole thing that I just don't understand. I mean, your job as representatives of Cuyahoga County is to represent all of the people of Cuyahoga County. And sometimes just because you have a majority, I guess it's about voting. I don't know where, I just don't get it. Like the county to me, if they were quiet, that'd be the best situation they could be. I'm really tired of seeing Chris's name in anything. I am. But you know what? I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I live on the border, on the other side of the border of Cuyahoga County. So I'll be fair and honest and tell you where I live. And I've spent the majority of my life in Cuyahoga County. I pay taxes in Cuyahoga County because I work in Cuyahoga County. So all this. So I don't even have a voice. I don't have representation. I have taxation without representation when it comes to things that happen in the county because I pay taxes, yet I don't live in the county proper. So I look at this and I'm just like, can we please get this done? Because whether you live in Cleveland, whether you live in the suburbs of Cuyahoga County, whether you live in the suburbs of the neighboring counties around, we all consider ourselves Cleveland. We all want to take pride in the city that we are from. And that's really what it is. It's more about the region for us than it is about the city proper. But we want the city to be taken care of. And I understand that people think the city is going to be taken care of by the fact that the Browns should play inside the city. I get it, man. I totally understand it. And in the perfect world, that's what I want. I want the Browns to play in Cleveland. But they've spent so much time with the politics of this, going back and forth. Jeff, it's been almost our entire lifetime.
Yeah.
It's been our entire... I mean, think about... you go back to the history and the roots of this, the city. They built the original stadium with no tenant. There has been stupidity in our arenas and stadiums since day one.
No, here.
No, they weren't.
Oh.
And guess what? The Indians weren't even playing their games there. Why did the Indians even end up playing down there when they owned their own stadium?
They did, but left.
But then went back.
Exactly.
They played downtown, then they went back.
And they would play certain dates in the stadium.
We have had ignorant politicians. That's what you should say. Welcome to Northeast Ohio, home of ignorant politicians since what? The early 1900s. Just ridiculous.
Let me throw a thought at you. If the Haslams didn't want more than a stadium in this project, in other words, if they didn't seem to want what we think is going to be a Cleveland clone, Northeast Ohio clone of Jerry's World down in Dallas, if they didn't want all this other stuff, could you put a dome stadium, say, catty corner to where the ballpark is, where that soccer field, stadium
is? Well, now that's theirs now, isn't it?
Well, I don't know the answer.
Here's
to that.
The other thing. Hold on. Okay,
could you actually build a dome stadium, and would the city be behind it, and would the county be behind it if you just build a dome stadium in Cleveland and didn't have everything else? Would the Haslams even want that? Would they be willing to do that? Because
it sounded like they were on board with that, but then
except
politicians just keep stretching this thing out.
I've not heard them say that they would be willing to build their whole development in the city of Cleveland, and that's kind of my thought.
Hmm.
And by the way, I'm guessing that they're thinking they don't want to build all of that in the city of Cleveland, because in order to get that to thrive and everything else, maybe they think the best location for it is sitting right there by 480 and 71. The turnpike is nearby. The airport is right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I combine the airport with what they want to build. That part of town could really become something.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that's part of a complete guess on my part. If I'm the Haslams, I'd rather put it there if I want all the rest of this project. Because just a stadium, I bet you could find land in Cleveland to do that with parking on site and everything else somewhere. But it's everything else, and then it's the idea of getting people to come to it. Because I don't know that I would want to invest $1.2 billion in the development of all kinds of fun, cool stuff in offices and housing and everything else, and then bank on people coming to the city of Cleveland for it.
I need someone to help me or correct me with this just because I'm doing this off the top of my head. And we keep talking about Jerry World, Jerry World, Jerry World. Well, I think the last time I was down there, it was for Ohio State. I don't know, maybe it's been 7-8 years ago. I'm trying to remember. But Jerry World isn't what the Browns are trying to do. Jerry World is essentially the stadium.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff around it.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's Jerry Jones's stuff.
Exactly.
Like,
you know what I'm talking about. They're not in Dallas. They're out. There's all kinds of stuff around those stadiums.
But the baseball stadium has been there for decades. Like, both baseball stadiums are right across the street. If you think about it, there's a Walmart across the street. At least there was a Walmart across the street from Cowboys Stadium down there, AT&T, right next door. I mean, like, literally, if you were at our place, you walk across the bridge, there's a Walmart right there. And so, and there are a ton of other businesses over there. There was, I think, Six Flags was there. But, there was just baseball out there. There was an amusement park. There was the Rangers. And then they came out and built the new stadium over there. So I don't, like, Jerry World isn't, like, I don't know if that's the right comparison to what the Haslam Sports Group is trying to do.
It's what we hear a lot.
I just said that.
The right comparison, if you're looking for it, is Truist Park down in Atlanta, which is outside of Atlanta proper in Cobb County there.
Okay.
They bought a hunk of land. They put this giant stadium for the Atlanta Braves right there, and they built all of these different shops and restaurants, and they put a theater inside of there, and there's this giant area where people can go to, like, watch Braves away games if they do playoff games or something like that.
So
go look for that. You'll Foxborough, see pictures of it.
Yeah.
That makes a ton of sense, because that's, I think, what they're looking for. Foxborough's the same way.
I think Foxborough was the other one that always came to my mind. And you always think about Foxborough, Boston, or you think about the New England Patriots. Like, I think common people outside of that area were like, oh, they play in Boston. No, they basically play in Providence. I mean, Providence is probably a couple miles closer to where the Patriots actually play than Boston is. So it's just like, I think we associate something with something that maybe that isn't exactly 100% truthful.
But I think it's in the vein of what they're trying to do. Get it out of the city and have stuff around it.
Yeah.
And is that an issue, folks? Or is that okay? I mean, they want to invest $1.2 billion in a development along with their stadium. Doesn't scream to me that they want to do that in the city of Cleveland. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skipper, why baseball managers matter and always will. Scott's joining us at 1:00. I had a dog named Skipper.
You did?
Yep.
Wasn't Skipper the mascot for some fast food restaurant?
I don't know. My dog.
Mascot for Lake County Captains.
That's true. Lake County Captains,
wasn't.
Too.
Just my dog.
Your dog was the mascot for your family?
No, it was just Skipper.
Oh. Why did you go with Skipper?
Because that was the dog's name when we got him.
I thought you said all dogs were named Fido.
Spike.
Spike, yeah.
Spike.
Why?
Because they should be.
Dan, dog? Yes or no?
Oh, dogs are awesome.
No, do you have one or did you have one?
No, I do not. Sadly, they make me sneeze.
Really? So they make me sneeze too, but so we have two dogs that don't make me sneeze.
The lady friend's brother used to work for the APL. Mm. And so therefore any of those dogs are off the table because he would just like scream at us endlessly for not helping to save one of the dogs out there.
I see. But yeah. I mean, your allergies, I mean, your health's got to come first, right?
That's why we don't have a dog and we give to the APL.
Yeah. But then someone will go, just take a Benadryl. You could handle it. Somebody said that to me once.
Get drugged up and have a dog.
Suck it up. Take a Benadryl. I mean, seriously, man. You know, you come in there and I'm like, sometimes when I get around, especially cats, man, I'm good for about 4 minutes in someone's house. You want to get me out of your house, just tell me you have a cat. You don't even have to have one. And my allergies will end up kicking in.
That's why I've never invited you over.
It's because you have a cat. I know, man. I get it.
I'm with you on it. That dander gets to you. And it's nothing against cats. Like, I enjoy cats too. And they make me sneeze.
I'm itching right now thinking about it too. It's not that, again, I don't have anything against cats. I just can't be around them. That's all. Cats and I don't get along.
Andy Baskin doesn't like cats. 216-474-0092.
Not true. I just can't be around them. That's all. Sorry.
The stadium thing has to have some resolution at some point.
Yeah. Do you realize that the old Olympic Stadium in Montreal, they had tons of cats there because they had a lot of mice rodents and rats. Yeah, at the old Olympic Stadium there. So, like, you'd walk in before a baseball game and you would see just packs of cats running around the stadium.
That's a lot of litter boxes.
They go outside. I don't know what they did.
They stunk it up. That's what they did.
I don't know. It was gigantic venue. You want to talk about a big venue? That thing was gigantic.
Why is it the cats know to go in a litter box and dogs don't?
I think you could train a dog.
Yeah, of course
you got to train it.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah. Buddy of mine, I went to high school with, it's got a gigantic firm that does a lot of bomb sniffing stuff and weapon stuff. And he can take any dog in the world and train them. It's amazing.
Holy mackerel.
Ever seen video of cats sitting on the toilet? Using the toilet?
I've seen Meet the Parents.
I've seen dogs do that. I saw a dog do that. Unless it was AI. I don't know.
Might have been.
I don't know. We could do that with kids.
Quick. How does this stadium thing end? Do the Haslams get their stadium and their development in Brook Park? Does the city stay involved? How in the world is the city going to be landlords to people that they've been bashing like crazy?
That wouldn't have been a first. I mean, how often does that happen? All the time, right? People are landlords. Oh, I hate my landlord. My landlord.
No, that's because he, won't put new vinyl in your bathroom. This is a little bigger than that.
It's a big bathroom. How does this thing end? I still feel like Brook Park is 100%. Daryl's right. Unless the state says no, I can't.
The Haslam said that they can do it without the county being involved.
Yeah, but they need the state. And they do guess what? The Bengals need the state. The Reds need the state too. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I still think this is Brook Park, and 10 years from now, we're going to be sitting around going, I can't believe we were even arguing about this thing. I can't believe we were even arguing about it. The same way, does anyone arguing about the ballpark or the arena? Remember?
It barely passed.
1%, right? 1% the syntax passed at that point. Is there anyone that wants to go back and yell at a politician, give us a bad idea? Ballpark, bad idea. Why are we doing that? I don't care if the Indians moved to Florida or where else were they going to move to? Somebody, Nashville?
There was New Orleans back in the day.
That was it, New Orleans, yeah. But man, they were like 2 seconds out the door. They were on their way to Florida before the Rays existed. No one wants to remember any of that. I'm just like 10 years from now, I think we're all going to be like, oh, I can't believe, why do we even argue about this thing? But there will be people in the dome that will be saying, oh, I can't believe we're playing inside. I know you will. It's okay. It's all right. Get it off your chest now. That way 10 years from now, you'll be like, I've already complained about that. Let it go.
I'm focused on, and I can't get my mind off of it, I guess, when it comes to the situation is this. You have private citizens, and they own a team. So they own a big business in Northeast Ohio. But you have folks who are willing to invest $2.4 billion into our community. Are they business people and trying to make money? You bet they are. Is that bad? Well, then look at every business that's doing the same thing. Everybody, if you're in business, Andy, you're not in business to throw it away. Right?
No, you're not. I also think that if we could have just got together and they could have figured something out. I'm telling you, a year ago, when Daryl and I were talking about what was going on at the stadium, it seemed to me like the Haslams were 100% committed on wanting to stay downtown. Like, people would say, hey, are you looking to do? No, we want to be downtown. We want to be downtown. And now, when they finally say, okay, well, we can't get something together. We can't figure this out. There's too much red tape. There's too much confusion. It is the definition of our city. Time and time again. It's amazing we get anything done in this city. Amazing.
That's why Ryan's always buzzing around the country. Ryan's in Vegas now. Hi, Ryan.
I am actually in Cleveland right now. So
it says Ryan in Vegas in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Sorry.
He's in Cleveland, Vegas. By the way, that's the name of the new suburb for Brook Park. It'll be the Vegas Village. How's that sound?
Yes, I like
just
that,
for you.
Andy.
Yeah.
Yes. High five to you. Hey, man, I tell you, first off, I want to talk about Siamese cats to Andy. If you
okay.
I'm just kidding. No, I definitely want to talk about the, obviously, the Browns conundrum, man. We as Clevelanders, man, I hate to say it, man. For those of us listening out there who've lived abroad and different places, our identity is ugliness. And again, a nice, crisp stadium does not define that city. Not saying that, like, we should just live in just chaotic, you know, weather like we had, obviously, versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, the snow game. Or whatever, but again, it is just our identity, man. It's just downtown Cleveland with the stadium there, just makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Not saying that a stadium, obviously outskirts of it, is not. And again, I shouldn't be thinking that, you know, that we're the definitive answer, the fans, because there's a lot of politics and different perspective involved in businesses. And again, it's not only based on the Browns and Browns fans. So there's a lot involved, but I will say this, Andy and Jeff, 93, obviously going to Richfield Coliseum, you know, the Cavs playing, it was awesome, right? When I walked in the doors opening day versus Hakeem Olajuwon in 94, downtown Cleveland with that stadium, it just felt right. It just felt like this is where a stadium should be. This is how it should be done. It's overlooking the skyline. It's just, that is just... Same thing with conundrums in working in Chicago, Soldier Field, and they were talking about taking an outskirts. Everyone's just like, you don't do that. You leave a stadium near the skyline. There's a lot of good stuff about stadiums being outskirts of skylines. Again, I understand. Just that, man, there's just – I personally, Andy and Jeff, last thing I'll say, I have nothing to do with obviously what's going to happen, but I will say this. If you have any type of Cleveland mentality in you, you know in your heart of heart that a stadium should be open downtown overlooking the skyline. And that's all I got to say, guys. Great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ryan. Thank you very much. I disagree with you completely.
Well, I think that was a great argument when we had time to have the argument. Now it's like they're up against putting shovels in the ground. I agree with everything he said a year ago. 15 months ago, I agree with that. But we sat here... And no one wanted to. The Browns wanted to move. The Browns wanted to get not move as in physically, get moving on what their situation was. And here we go, dragging our feet. And then you went through a mayoral change that probably had some effect on everything that was going on. I don't know if we had a different mayor in Cleveland or if the last mayor was here. I wonder what would be going on. You know, obviously county politics has changed over the last decade or so. I just please, can we get something done? Get something done. Like, why didn't they get anything done until it's too late is what it feels like. And then we got to use the courts, like, because the courts have nothing else going on but to decide what's going on with the stadium. It's just mind-boggling, the red tape and the backwards mentality that we have in this. Get something done. Nothing's done.
The idea.
And the Browns are like, okay, we need to get something done. Okay.
Jim's in Strongsville. Jim, welcome.
Hey, Jim.
You know what? I love that argument from that previous caller, and that would be great to just keep on the good old days. But you know what? I would prefer stuff besides rusting buildings, bridges, and curbs that are deteriorating. So I'm for progress and I'm for development. Look anywhere else around the league, and what you'll see is we are one of the oddities with having a stadium downtown. Most, you know, the Kansas City's not right downtown. Most of the places aren't right downtown. But I'll say this to the mayor and everybody else that's all about, oh, small business this, small business that. Look, if I don't remember correctly, then tell me, it's the mayor that shut down your guys' tailgate on West 6th. And the reason that they shut that tailgate down was because, not because of the people tailgating, because they couldn't control the crowds that showed up after the game that wanted to keep a tailgate going. People that didn't go to the game. So if you can't even control and keep your own city safe, then don't tell me that you care about the small businesses. This is a city of Cleveland problem. If you can't make people feel safe downtown, they're not going to go downtown. And that's just the, and I was downtown on Monday at a concert. I go downtown. I don't care. But you know what? There's a lot of people that won't. And if you're not going to protect their interests, because that's what matters. If you have a safe downtown, you can't get. We had a shooting at the lighting of the Christmas tree on Public Square, not this year, but last year. That kept people from going downtown. I'm sorry. You need to worry about the safety of people coming downtown, or they're not going to go downtown. Worry about that.
And, Jim, part of my argument as to why, if you're the Haslams, maybe you'd prefer to have this out by the airport in Brook Park and maybe try and create a different part of town. You know, look at some of the shopping in Cleveland that we've brought in over the years and some really nice things, and they're not what they used to be. You know,
no, this to me is the equivalent of saying, no, I don't want Crocker Park in my backyard. No, I don't want Legacy Village in my backyard, because that's what he's talking about doing. And if you think those two things were great projects, then I can't understand why you'd be against this one.
Jim, thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Well said, actually. Which, you know, shouldn't be a surprise. It's Jim. Rick's in Euclid. Rick.
Hey, man.
Well, hello, guys. I totally disagree with that guy. You know, fear stops us from a whole lot of things. But the bottom line is that if you build this thing out there in Brook Park, you are taking away from downtown. You are hurting the central city, the business district. There's been hundreds of billions of dollars that have been put into downtown. You've got close to 30.
Wait. Are you saying that all that money was put into downtown because of the Browns? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Well, what I'm saying is you have a convention center. You have a lot of ancillary things downtown.
Yeah.
And if you built this, I understand why Ronayne and Bibb are taking the stance that they're taking. Because
wait, Rick, what stance is he taking? 2 days ago, he put up the white flag and said, good luck, we have bigger problems. And then a day later, he changes his mind. I don't get that.
Andy, yes. This is a zero population area, okay? It's not growing. So you're going to take this discretionary income from the central city and put it out to another area, which is going to siphon off the businesses and things that happen downtown, whereas if you put it downtown, you need to negotiate, let them get parking
Rick,
down
Rick, man,
there.
I am with you 100%, but why? I mean, the Browns have been asking for this for years. Why is it that the city had to wait until the last second to say, no? Why did this take so long? That's my question, because I agree with you, Rick.
That I can't answer, but I'm saying if you put this to a vote right now in Cuyahoga County, the whole county, even the city, mm-hmm. the city and the county, it would lose because people know what's going on.
Well, you don't need to put it to a vote because most of it is private investment.
No, that's true, too. It's not even their money.
That's the thing. Here's the other catch. I'll give you the other catch in a second. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't forget, tomorrow morning, Kevin Stefanski, here in studio with Ken and Anthony. Is he going to sit at my old seat? I would think so, huh?
I don't know. Oh, he's going to be in studio. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the word.
Dan, you should come in and interview
that's
him.
That's the thought.
You should interview him as coach.
Yeah.
I think he'd punch me.
I think he should.
I think he'd laugh, actually.
I think he'd punch me. I really do. I've wondered if doing Kevigan to Stefanski, if he would just punch me.
Yeah, he probably would. And you'd probably deserve it.
Oh, very much so. I probably deserve a good butt kicking every so often.
So I had something that I said before break. There's one thing about this whole thing that I doesn't quite sit right with me.
Okay.
And I don't want to take sides on this, but I wonder this. You know, you and I have been big proponents of a dome stadium because we know how it's transformed other cities. And I get why the Haslams want it. And, you know, they're business people and they're trying to make money, but they're also investing a ton of money themselves. Why has the city of Cleveland not tried to compete with Brook Park for the same thing that the Haslams want to build in Brook Park?
I'm confused.
All we keep hearing from the city of Cleveland is the place on the lake that we've had since 99 is fine and we'll renovate it mm-hmm. and we'll throw more money into it. And we're going to renovate the lakefront, which, you know, we've heard our whole lives and the stadium keeps getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Why hasn't the city come up with a plan? You know what? Here's where we can put your dome stadium and all of the development you want with it that will behoove you and the city of Cleveland.
Wasn't that the plan over by Channel 3 and by the FBI building?
You
over
tell
there?
Me.
Well, I thought that was part of the idea at one point.
But wasn't that the Haslams pitching that, or was that the city? And if it was the city, why did it die? Why did it die so fast? And if the thought was Burke, well, then why did that die so fast? You know, we saw...
Well, it didn't. Like, Burke never really existed until this year, last
Well, I know.
Months.
And all we saw and all were of a sudden architectural...
It
was, oh,
can't do it.
Well,
no,
we saw architectural renderings is what we saw. Hey, look what you could do there. Okay, you want to talk about it? Nope. Did the Haslams poo-poo that? I don't know. But if I'm the city, wouldn't you want what they want to put in Brook Park in Cleveland? And that's part of this that, to me, has not been really... jumped on by the city of Cleveland. It's like, hey, they want to do a lot more than just have a place to play for 12 times a year. And why don't you guys get on board with this? Because, Andy, even if they renovate the stadium, what are you going to do? You're going to play 10 games there?
Yeah,
and then
you're going to concerts, maybe a soccer game.
And then you're going to sink hundreds of millions of dollars in it again in about 15 years when the outdoor stadium needs renovated yet again.
Yeah, here's the only... So... You know, I've sat here and said 10 to 15 events a year, right? That's what we look at. We have a building that's used 10 to 15 times a year, okay? We all know that. That's not for major events. Like, yes, they have weddings and stuff in there, and they can do corporate outings and little things.
You bring
things
your 150 people downtown,
yeah,
which has no economic impact.
Right. Well, maybe a little. Who knows? But
yeah, they go to a hotel.
But I do think, and I'll be super honest that the new venue, the new domed venue, is probably going to compete with the arena. And that's probably the biggest... Forget about... I'm not saying...
On some things, Andy.
Yeah, on some concerts. Like, there are going to be, you know, there'll be concerts and events that maybe happen at the arena that would then move out to the new dome. That's like... So I know, like, the champion thing of this is, hey, we're fighting for small business, and that's great. We do need to fight for small business. But let's not kid ourselves. There's big business involved in this, too. So now, and again, how many dates are we really talking about where a concert might choose not to go to the arena, but to go to the dome? So now this becomes Cavs versus Browns. Sorry, folks. But, I mean, and this is about the dates that are being filled in one venue versus another. So, like, if I love the fact that we hear politicians trying to champion small business, because they should. But why aren't they saying, you know what, we want to defend the Cavaliers on this too? Like, why are we not hearing? Because it's truthful. The truthful part of this is that part of that big business, and then maybe the trickle down effect of that is small business, right? Because if you've got an event going on at the arena, now, all of a sudden, you may have other things that are percolating around the arena on game day. And I get that. But let's be honest about it. Like, they're just, does anyone really trust any politician? Do they? Because you just never know where they're coming from. You don't. All the red tape in this thing is what really bothers me. Can we lie and say that they're, stop with the lie that they're leaving Cleveland? They're not. I experienced leaving Cleveland. We all did. When they lifted the team out of here and put them in Baltimore, that was one of the worst things that's ever happened to our economy. That's ever one of the worst things that's ever happened to us as fans, that just got into our psyche. And I sit here in my 50s, and it still bothers me that our team got stolen and taken to Baltimore. But that's all a part of our psyche, right? And so let's be really honest. Can we get these guys in a room, let them be honest and do what's right for us, instead of trying to figure out what's right for our political future or trying to get an extra buck because of parking? Stop. Let's figure this out. Let's do what's good for the greater good. But that will never happen because I live in fantasy land.
Dwayne's in Parma. Hello, Dwayne.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Andy. What's going on?
Hey, man. How are you?
The first thing is, you know, they don't care about the fans. It's all about the almighty dollar.
On both sides, Dwayne.
I agree, Jeff. That's a good point.
Exactly. And the one question I have, I don't know if you guys ever saw the drawing from the one architect that had the idea to add on to where the Port Authority used to be, fill in inside the break wall, and build the stadium right there. Did you guys ever see those drawings?
I probably have, and I just don't remember, I'll be honest with you.
If I've seen them, I don't recall them, Dwayne.
How long ago was that?
It was probably a year and a half ago or so. He put those drawings out. And, okay. You know, they build cities in the water. So it's not like it can't be done. And, you know, to take away from the city, you know, they need to just figure it out because they all act like a bunch of little children. And you cannot trust any of them, like you said, Andy. So, I mean, they need to come to the table and do what's good for the fans and the city.
Yeah, but how much do we believe that they're actually going to do that, Dwayne? We're both on the same page, and I just don't ever think. I always just think it's well, this because we're going to get money for this, or someone's paying someone somewhere along the line, or
thanks, Dwayne.
Who's the money? Who's really behind this? Sometimes, I mean, I'm just disenchanted. But I mean, this is life. Life's not fair. So,
I compare this to when the Coliseum went to Richfield, and Nick Meletti built that out in the middle of nowhere at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody hate that era of concerts and shows and NBA, WHA?
And the NHL.
It was clearly embraced by our community. And we had teams, and they were Cleveland teams. And Richfield's a lot further from downtown than Brook Park.
For sure.
And that, Andy, was, you know, that was 100 or so events a year.
Yeah, there were people that didn't like it. You know that.
Well, they didn't like it, but did it keep them from selling out the Coliseum for Cavs games?
Nope. And anybody is there anybody out there that's going to say, oh, you know what, the Browns are in the AFC Championship, and it's at the
I'm not going. I want to be sitting in the cold here in January.
You're going to end up going.
Jeff is in Twinsburg. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Gentlemen, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well. So normally, you know, when I've called into you guys in the past, I usually have at least some data and some metrics, and I try not to make an opinion off of emotion. But there was a guy that called in a little bit earlier, and he was stressing about how it's going to hurt the restaurants and the bars by them going to Brook Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, you know, Cleveland, Northeast Ohio weather, it goes from hot to cold really fast.
True.
And when you go on West 6th Street for the first few home games, yep, the bars are packed. They're doing well. No one's stopping Barley House from still doing watch parties. But what's interesting is when you leave to go to the stadium for the games, not many people are leaving those tailgates to go to the games. Those are people that are going to just go drink and have fun with their friends. So the bars, in my opinion, are not going to hurt for the five or six places that, you know, get a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But what people don't realize is, again, 10 to 15 events a year, how about you take that to 50 to 100? Your hotels are going to thrive. Your restaurants are going to thrive. Your bars are going to thrive. You're talking a 12-minute commute. People are still going to do it, and it's going to be more. So enough with the small-mindedness. Go for progress. And, you know, let's get some big events back to the city.
All right, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Jeff.
That's when I wonder about the bars and everything else. It's 10 games. Are those 10 dates deal breakers for some of the bars and restaurants around town?
I hope it's not.
I hope it's not, too. Sean is in Kent, home of the Golden Flashes. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Good, good.
Hey, what's the name of that airport that's in Brook Park again? I can't remember. Could you tell me?
In Brook Park? None. One in Cleveland is Hopkins.
Now, where is that located?
I'm checking Cleveland. I did a Google search on it. It says Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to see that. So wouldn't that be the same thing if it's right by the airport? It'd still be Cleveland?
They're not changing their name to the Brook Park Browns, are they? Although I'm sure people will say that.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't get the whole uproar. I just think it's semantics for the sake of grandstanding or something. I don't know.
I think they should do? I think they should build the new dome right across the street from Rays, and let's make Rays great. How's that sound?
That sounds great, guys.
Everyone has to spin the wheel after the game. It'll be great. There you go, Kent Steelers.
I'm sure we'll be talking about the stadium again down the road.
Yes, I'm sure we will, too.
I'm sure we will. Scott Miller is a baseball writer. He has a book out, Skipper, Why Baseball Managers Matter and Always Will. I'm anxious to talk to him, and we'll do that in about 6 minutes right here on Baskin and Phelps.